King Fantasy here. Of course, you're part of the Central North crew. No Richardson Shield, but the team's back into some sort of shape moving forward, and we've got the tournament at home for the next 3 years.
A bit of a struggle to get the boys there. Very young side. A couple of experienced guys there with Tank Collins up the front and Daniel Carl. Look, there's huge potential there with that team. Disappointing today. They played better in the second half, and yesterday the way they started in the first half was they would have blitzed most teams, but I just couldn't put it together for a full 80 minutes.
It's just a great challenge, isn't it? Because the zone's such a big zone, Moree all the way down to Scone, to get players committed. Great to see we've got a 19, so at least, you know, there's a bit of a future there. And the women's continue to sort of shine, which is just fantastic, which is reflected also in the actual tournament that's being played for the Tamworth Cup, or the Viaduct Cup at Court Cup.
Yeah, definitely. The young guys have stepped up. Took a lot of work to get them there. And the women, having played a lot of sevens, it was hard to make for them to make a transition. But that being said, Central West only managed to put 10 points on them, and we kept them scoreless in the second half. So they played some outstanding football, but it's just the transition from sevens to 15s where I think we just let down a little bit. But that being said, those girls put in an amazing effort, and they should be very proud of themselves and the way they played.
Is it something we maybe should look at as a zone, as maybe have a tour of New Zealand like the Central West people did? Because it's interesting, Narrabri and Gunnedah went on pre-season tours, but the zone should maybe look at something binding to get together, not only with the gents but the ladies like the Blue Bulls did.
Oh, definitely. Look, that's been discussed. It is an option that's on the table. Just need some more work on it and get some funding together, and it'll definitely go ahead in the near future, I feel.
Well, let's talk about the McGregor-Goulet Moree Weebold Bulls and, of course, the Petouche Transport Bulls at seconds. Great season so far, 60th anniversary. Of course, you had David Lyons and also Chris Malone come up for it. How was that?
No, that was a really great day, 60th year reunion, where we named the best team from the last 60 years, which caused a lot of conjecture, but it's hard to compare different eras of football. But some of the players who were named there were absolute standouts for the club. There's been a lot done, and we had our 60th anniversary ball just on Friday night. So that was a really great event. We've got a lot of events coming up at Moree. We've still got a huge Ladies' Day to go forward. It's already been sold out, with 400 tickets being sold for Ladies' Day already.
And also, of course, you've had the Classic Wallabies. Find out more about them through classicwallabies.com.au. Were they the outcomes you really wanted as a club? There's a lot of great legends and fantastic rugby. Recca Kelly carved up and proved he should have played for the Wallabies back in the day. Yeah, just fantastic to see those great players, the Matt Rogers, the Lottie Akiris, the Justin Harrisons, the mummified one, you know, James Holbeck was on the sideline, still injured, 30 years after he stopped playing. But overall, you're pretty happy with the way that day turned out?
Oh, definitely. Like, that was a massive coup for the club and the town. With the drought going on, the income that came to town from that event was fantastic. I think it really showcased the rugby from the zone, because the team that played against them had a lot of current and former players from zone level, and they really suck it to them. The Classic Wallabies seemed to think they were a little bit sort of ambushed, but I believe you weren't coming to play at Moree and not have a game of football.
Finally, the great challenge is all those junior sort of ranks there. We're working hard through the Northwest Regional Friday night comp. It's always tough for Moree to get juniors together, isn't it? It's just the travel and all that sort of stuff. But the crew there and the juniors do a great job on Thursday nights, don't they, there at Weebold Oval?
Oh, definitely. And once more, we've got a team in the under-14s. Last year we did the same. So, you know, the potential's there to develop the game further at that junior level and bring through some more players for our senior club juniors. It's difficult to maintain them in the town. And like you said, distance is a huge input. Like, it's a huge drag for us, like, travel-wise. And potential players moving away to school. So it is very difficult to get those junior ranks going.
Well, Paul, thanks for your time. Great you've done here with the Central North Kookaburras. Great to see it's going to be home for another couple of years, and we wish all the best moving forward as you celebrate 60 years of Weebold Rugby. Get out to the Facebook page, of course, and also Central North's website is cnru.com.au, and thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.